Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hello, my name is James Hickey. I'm a student at CBS Sexton Street in Limerick. I've studied the text Macbeth by William Shakespeare, and my favourite scene from this play is the banquet scene, Act 3, Scene 4. It's my favourite scene. I've chosen it for several reasons, the main ones being it's rich in symbolism and imagery. There is a development in the relationship between Lady Macbeth and Macbeth during the scene, and all of this culminates to give a compelling dramatic scene. Symbolism, first of all. This scene itself is rich in symbolism, the main symbol being the ghost of Banquo, which enters and torments Macbeth. This ghost can represent Macbeth's own conscience, and as he tries to defeat it and drive it away, so he drives away his own conscience for the rest of the play. After he successfully gets rid of the ghost, he no longer has any doubts about his own evil acts and on his own interpretation of his own acts. He's sure on his evil plan. This scene is also rich in imagery, the main imagery being blood. This form of imagery is predominant throughout the play, but it is in this scene in huge quantities. The murderer appears at the door of Macbeth's castle, covered in blood. This is a huge visual impact to the audience, and also the ghost of Banquo is dripping in blood. This visual impact adds to the dramatic qualities of the scene and makes it very interesting. There is also a development in the relationship between Lady Macbeth and Macbeth in the scene. Up until now, Lady Macbeth has wielded some control over Macbeth by insulting his manhood in an effort to control him. But in the scene, as Macbeth panics and is in fits in front of the ghost of Macbeth, the same tactics have no effect on him and fail to calm him down. This shows the distance that is developing between them, and that Macbeth is now his own man and requires no one to push him forward. Finally, all these add together to give a compelling dramatic scene which has a huge impact upon the audience visually, symbolically, and it also shows that things are developing behind the scenes. Up until now, there is very little evidence that Lady Macbeth is falling apart, but as she sits by herself in this play, in this scene, it is becoming increasingly obvious that she's failing to cope with the murder.
Avant! I'll quit my sight! Let the earth hide thee! Thy bones are marrowless, thy blood is cold. Thou hast no speculation in those eyes which thou dost glare with.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.